does this win do for your club's confidence?
Well, I thought it obviously a chance to win at home again is something that we've been pushing towards. I just like the way we played. I thought we were intelligent. I thought we supported pucks well. We didn't give up a lot defensively, and when we did, I thought Eric Comrie played very well in net. So as a group that has to still understand and is starting to understand the way the pro game has to be played, we took some strong strides tonight.
How do you manage your goalie who, this might be his team now for the next little while, how do you manage getting him mentally ready?
With Comrie, I'm not worried mentally about the way he approaches the game, the way he his work ethic in practice. You know, that sort of thing is going to handle itself. He's a smart young man who can see in front of him the opportunity he has, and you know, you look at both sides of it. Obviously, a good chance for Hellebuyck in Winnipeg, but also an opportunity for Eric Comrie to get a lot of games under his belt.
Getting Raffle and Fraser back. What did that do for your line combinations? What can they add?
A couple things for me. It gave us a chance. When I look at us about 2 weeks ago, out of our 12 forwards, 10 of them are right-hand shots, so it adds two left-hand shots in there with the addition of Patan before. That's three, so that's a good thing that helps with your breakouts. I like that line set up with Cormier and Halaschuk and Raffle. As a coach, I like to have a momentum line, a physical line, and obviously three guys that can shut down the opposition's top units. And obviously when you add a guy like Fraser, the same thing. You have an offensive-minded player who can create some chances, and if he gets those opportunities in tight, he's got a good, he's got a real good eye for the net where that puck needs to go.
What have you seen from Kozmičuk, second-year guy who seems, you know, he's going through the growing pains that are normal, but what do you see?
Yeah, it hasn't been the best start for Scott. He had an excellent year last year, especially in the back half. You know, he was able to find the net. He was able to play a two-way game again in the back half of the season. But this year, from training camp until the last little while here, it's been a little bit of work to find that consistency night in, night out. Whether it's pressure, whether it's not quite feeling the way he needs to be that kind of player that to add that offense to our lineup. But I really enjoyed his game tonight. I thought it was a good response to a game that the previous night he would have wanted to have back. An unfortunate penalty at a timely part of the game, and not at his best, what I've seen for the past year. But if he keeps on the route he is right now with the way he played tonight, then that's where we need him to be.
J.C. LaPonde equaled his fifth goal tonight, equals last season's score. What has changed for him, and where do you see him going?
Yeah, you look at J.C. in junior, and he put up really good numbers, but he was able to adapt his game. He came in and with a lineup where he had to find where exactly he fits in, and he all of a sudden brought a real physical element to the game and a toughness part to the game. But he always, along those time periods when we were looking at him, he was creating scoring chances. He was around the net. He was using his speed, his aggressiveness. Longer than we would have liked, and JC the same way, periods without scoring a goal. But we always felt that he was generating lots of chances, but now he's being rewarded with it. And another player that is good in his own zone, can bring speed, has learned to be a real strong penalty killer over the last couple of years. We've been able to teach that to him, and he's now been able to find the back of the net.
You had two skilled defensemen paired together at even strength today, Morrissey and Kitchen, and you also were playing four forwards on the PP even late in the game. Is that an indication you really want to push the pace of play and create offense?
Well, our power plays are set up that way. We look at the way we're built off the back end. The two offensive power play minded guys are obviously Morrissey and Kitchen. They're going to quarterback those units. The other ones aren't comfortable in those positions yet. They haven't played it in the past, and when they have been put in different times during our games, it still is a work in progress. So we have to play a forward on each unit on the back end just to be able to try to have the power play to make it work and get some goals. But the back half there, to put those two together, was just a matter of we're late in the game. Let's put those two those two defensemen together on the power play, which has less of a liability on the back end.
And after the strong game Kozmičuk had, notice you moved up, you changed the lines a bit at the end of the game and got him on the last minute.
That's a good eye. I'm a big believer in, especially with young players, is there's a reward there, and that was a reward for Scott Kozmičuk.